the guy who drives it through.
Had the high notes on the part, that's how we became a great team together, you know. It was just unfortunate we never won anything.
Man's in trouble, FB kick! The super sub has done it again! And Motherwell back in front!
It's not a choice anymore, you know. We're going to have to be much more effective in the transfer market, and everybody in the club knows that now.
Ljubkovic on the chase, might get there! Handel is with it! Ljubkovic! Oh wow! Oh wow! Lucas Ljubkovic!
Thick or thin, no matter what happens, we're privileged to be part of this club.
And here they come again, Rangers stretched, it's Ahmed again, Fishwood committing himself, and he scored! It's 3-0 to Motherwell!
Yeah, obviously being on the podcast is everything I dreamed of.
Chance here for Motherwell. This is Pettigrew, outnumbered though, still has it. Chance of a lifetime for Pettigrew, and it is there!
Hello and welcome to the By The Minute MFC podcast. And amongst our former player podcast, we've decided just to have a recap of the summer so far. I'm joined by Jay and Busta as always. Guys, it's kind of the time where you're starved of football, despite the fact that it's only finished a couple of weeks. How are you enjoying the break from what was a relegation battle and everything else?
Well, the high of being Rangers is still there. So, you know, you've got the Scotland game on Saturday, and I think after that, that's when the reality will set in, and the weeks will get longer and longer while we count down to the pre-season.
But you've been spending your time watching the Women's World Cup, haven't you? You're enjoying the summer.
Yeah, I was going to say that might be the case for Jay, but I've been watching the Women's World Cup. It's, you know, I'm enjoying it. To be honest, so I've used to it, actually. We've been sitting talking about it as we watched it. The Copa America starts tonight as well. As you say, there's a Scotland game coming up. So it's not going to be as long a summer as you think, but I'm one of the people who can only watch so much football if I've not got an interest in it, so I'll probably be finished with the women's football by the night. It's going to be a good summer, but as you say, we'll see what happens with the football.
Jay, the two main talking points so far, an incoming and an outgoing. We'll start with the player departing the club first. Lee Irwin completed his move to Leeds United yesterday. As we've commented on many times before, a talent, but certainly a raw talent. If we make the reported fee of £500,000 a good bit of business?
I don't know whether you call it business. You know, obviously he's left without our say-so, if you like, you know. So we've lost him, regardless of how you try and dress it up. I rate Lee Irwin. I think he's a very, very good player. I think for you know, for a young player who, I know he's, 20? Won now because of injuries, but to come into a team the way he has and to do what he's done in the last 6 months, I mean, let's not kid ourselves, he's been instrumental in, you know, the fact that we're still an SPL club. So it will be quite difficult to replace. You know, I think he's one of those players that when you're watching him, you know, I think as Motherwell fans, we're kind of critical anyway, and you'll pick up on decision making or, you know, a poor touch and things like that. I think he's the kind of player that once he's gone next season, we'll actually realise just how good a player he was and how good a player he can be. So I think it's definitely a loss. But, you know, that's what happens if you've got a player whose contract's up, unfortunately. If he does well, then other clubs are going to sniff about. So, you know, we'll see how the business goes in terms of replacing him. But, you know, you go on Steelman online and a lot of people are trying to dress it up and say, oh, well, he's not a big loss, you know. He is, he was integral in what we were doing. And you've got to remember, this is a team, you know, we added in Marvin Johnson, Scott McDonald, you'd experienced players like, you know, Pearson, Lasley, Hamill, McManus, and yet Lee Irwin at the tail end of the season was one of our better players. So, you know, it can't be underestimated just how big an impact they actually had.
But that is his final, or his parting gift was a goal at Ibrox, and then he played an instrumental part in the 3-0 victory over Rangers. It still sounds fantastic to say that. At Fir Park in his final game before the scraps and everything else. He certainly finished with a bang.
definitely, yeah.
Quite literally.
You know, yeah. I also think that, you know, one of his parting gifts was that interview. That interview was great. But, you know, as Jay says, I think we are going to miss him. I was sort of on the fence, whereas I was thinking, he is very raw. He's not scored many goals, considering, you know, he played up front. But as Jay says, you know, with a bit of hindsight now, I think we're going to miss him. When it comes to it, it'll be interesting to see who and if we manage to replace him, who I managed to replace him with, sorry. But, you know, even the things like his running into the channels, you know, I think that's why he was preferred to, you know, that's why he was chosen before John Sutton, because his ability to run at players, to run off the ball, to move into these positions, whereas, you know, guys like John Sutton are maybe just, you know, a box player. So it'll be interesting to see if we can actually replace him, and, you know, who we replace him with, whether it be somebody from the youth team, or, you know, if we're going to look again to England or even lower league in Scotland.
Jay, we had a quite in-depth conversation in our final podcast of the season where we discussed what contracts would be renewed and who would stay or who would go. In the end, it was on the line of Lainsworth, Lee Irwin and John Sutton that have been offered new deals. Irwin's obviously left already. Still waiting for words in John Sutton and Lionel Ainsworth. Would you expect some movement in that in the near future? You would surely think that decision time should have already been by now.
Well, it's hard to gauge because you don't really know exactly what's going on behind the scenes. You know, who the agents are, who's sniffing about. You know, it could just be that both players, particularly with Ainsworth, you know, from obviously being down south, I know Sutton is as well, but he spent so much of his career up here. But, you know, Ainsworth, he's what, 27? I think around that. And he's, so, you know, his big move, or his next move is going to be an important one with a young family and things like that. So, you know, it's not a decision that you need to rush into. And I think that, again, agents play such a big part in this kind of thing. You know, if you've got a good agent, then yeah, decision might be made and it might be the best move for you. If you've got a, you know, a money grabbing agent or an agent who, you know, tries to rock the boat a little, then you might find that you know, it's going to drag on, or he's going to be, you know, listening to rumours or waiting for something else to happen. So I don't know whether decision time should be made by now. You know, it's only the 11th of June. We've got a long way to go to the start of next season. And to be honest, if your contract's up, there's not really any, you know, I presume Motherwell haven't put a deadline on it. So there's not really any need on Ainsworth's part. You know, he can take as long as he wants, if that's his plan.
Plus, the one player that certainly will be at Fir Park next season is Joe Chalmers, who signed in a free transfer early last week. Good to see a wee bit of early business done by Ian Barraclough. A Scotland under-21, Chalmers not really given much of a first-team chance with Celtic. He's had various loan spells too. It'll be interesting to see how that one develops.
Yep. You know, as you say, I don't know much about him myself. Probably just like a lot of people Googled him, looked him up on Wikipedia. There's a few Falkirk fans have, you know, said a few things about him. Some of them sounding pretty positive. A few of them sounding, you know, as if he wasn't their favourite player when he was there. But, you know, he's a young boy. He's going to be learning from Stevie Hamill. So hopefully, you know, if he's anywhere near Stevie Hamill, it can only be a good thing. Stevie Hamill's been a great player for the club and probably will be for the next 2 or 3 years as well. But the boy Chalmers, from what I read about him, he can play left back or, you know, centre half. So a wee bit of versatility in there as well.
There's not even really much in the way of kind of rumours or anything else transfer-wise. I saw Alan Burrows saying on Twitter that they are pushing on with potential signings and there could be some news in the next couple of weeks, kind of as you would expect. I suppose the season finishes, players depart on holiday, club staff depart on holiday and get a wee bit of rest before getting right back into it. Jay, the fixtures due out, I think it is next Friday now. For some reason we're not announcing the fixtures on the same day as the English leagues, as always has been the case from my memory anyway. It's it's always quite an exciting time as a football fan. You get the calendar out and start to plan early season away days, and your life gets back round to revolving around football again.
Well, yeah, pretty much. Again, we've still got the pre-season friendlies to get. I know they've obviously announced a couple of games in Holland, but it'll be interesting to see, you know, what friendlies are arranged closer to home, because again, there's always the chance for a good away day somewhere. So, you know, first things first, let's see who we've got pre-season, and then look forward to the fixtures for next season.
Bust out a few whispers of a potential return to Morecambe. That's an intriguing prospect.
Yeah, certainly is. So the last time we went down, we had a great day. Me and Jay got left ourselves, everybody else went back up the road in the train. You know, and then we ended up in first class in the train home, just sitting there ourselves. But Morecambe will be a good trip if, you know, well, myself personally, you know, if they put on another one in England, I'd maybe rather go there than Morecambe again, because I've been there. But Morecambe was a cracking place to go, a cracking wee stadium they've got. And again, you can get a pint in behind the bar, in behind the stadium at the bar. So, you know, it'll be good to look forward to if that's where we end up going. But as you say, hopefully they'll announce one or two other things, maybe something a bit further down south. You know, they'll get some good weather and make a nice wee day.
The pre-season plans that have been revealed are a trip to Holland for 7 days of intense training. Jay, it was levelled that previous management, that they didn't have the team prepared properly for the start of last season, and it was quite noticeable the fitness levels weren't quite what they should have been. It's good to see the club addressing that ahead of the forthcoming season.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. I mean, you get on Steelman Online, the recurring joke about foot golf that they were playing under McCall during pre-season. And I also noticed somebody sort of likening Barraclough taking the team to Holland, to McGee going to Austria with the team. So, you know, if we end up as fit and as, as fit, basically just that our fitness levels are as good as they were when we came back to Austria under McGee, I think that was one of the fittest teams that we've had in quite some time. So if that's the plan, to get us right up to fitness, then, you know, that's good. But we're obviously going to need players to actually get fit first.
Just as a closing bit, as I say, it's just to kind of address what we've missed over the last week and a half. There's another topic that comes up quite a lot at this time of year, is the release of the new kits. It's not something that particularly bothers me, I must confess, but there's still no announcement on the release of the new kits, and many are levelling the accusation at the club that they miss a trick in this regard by delaying, installing, bringing out the new strips till later on in July or sometimes August. Doesn't really give kids or parents of the kids the chance to snap up these jerseys for the kids to wear on holiday and maybe even kind of demonstrate the support for the club around the world. It maybe gets the logo and the brand out there a wee bit more, doesn't it, Buster?
It certainly does. Again, though, like yourself, it's not something I really worry about. It's, you know, when you were younger, you know, you wanted the new strip, as you say. So, you know, maybe kids hassling their parents for it, you know, could work out that way. But, you know, as I've got older, I've preferred to, you know, dig out my older strips. I'm not long back for holiday myself, and, you know, a regular feature down at the pool was my Skippy Sunday top. So, you know, it's something which, you know, I don't know if it's that much a problem that it comes out a wee bit later, but if somebody wants a top, they'll buy it, you know, whether it be mid-July or mid-June. So I don't see it really causing that much of an issue.
Is it maybe just a wee kind of possibility of revenue, Jay, that the club should maybe be trying to push to get these to the merchandise out just a bit earlier?
Possibly. I think, you know, it's one of those things where you don't quite know just how much goes into it. For instance, with hindsight, it would have been, you know, I could imagine in the days after doing Rangers 3-0, we possibly could have, you know, get a few jerseys off the shelves when that feel-good factor is there. I don't think you can underestimate that sort of, you know, that period of time after such a great result to capitalise on, whether it is, you know, the club selling merchandise or season tickets or Well Society memberships, whatever it is. I don't think you can underestimate that. So, you know, in hindsight, that would have been quite a good move. You know, planning it. I don't understand why they can't. You know, if there's no reason not to have, you know, a new strip on sale for kids going away on holiday and stuff like that, it just seems a bit bizarre not to. So if it is something they can do, then I don't see any reason not to take a look at that. But again, you know, I don't know just how much is involved in the process that goes, you know, through the design and the manufacturing and all that kind of thing.
Yeah, I would like to put a message out to Province Sports as well. I was desperate for a Motherwell 6 Rangers 1 Tammy after the playoffs. I needed something, some sort of headwear at least, and not one reply. So they really do need to raise their game in that regard.
To be fair, you know, listen to what Jay's saying there, he makes a really valid point. You know, when you're beating Rangers 6-1, you know, as you say, the enthusiasm's there. So if there was an announcement on strips or whatever, even to pre-order them, you know, it could have worked out well that way.
I would hope that would have encouraged season ticket holders more than people to buy jerseys, though.
Oh, certainly, but we were talking about jerseys, sorry, I didn't realise, you know.
Well, on the season ticket thing, I've been a season ticket holder for years. I will be next season. I don't rush to get one with the early bird thing. That doesn't, you know, obviously it's great to get a discount. I just kind of leave it to after the summer because they never have the books anyway. Yep. You know, you end up going up, you buy your season ticket, and you're given a wee scribbled note that says it's got your seat number on that you have to take up, you know, at the end of July to get your season ticket. So I tend to just leave it till they've actually got the books in to actually bother with that.
Guys, I think that's about all we need to cover, really. Just a wee shorty to pass the time. We've been recording the former player podcasts over the last couple of days. We've got some brilliant material that we'll gradually release, and then maybe take a few weeks off before getting back into it for the new season. But thank you as always for joining us.
Cheers. It's always a pleasure.
You've been listening to the By The Men MFC podcast. We'll be back with Seb Dykstra's podcast in the next couple of days. Until then, thank you and goodbye.